There are basically three kinds of meditation. The first of these we can call imaginative, the second reflective, and the third contemplative. Let us look briefly at each one of these. Imaginative meditation is to do, as the word immediately indicates, with the imagination. It is the exercise of our imaginative faculties in order that we may move into an awareness of dimensions that most of the time we are impervious of. Imaginative meditation is sometimes called creative because we create, for example, possibly a scene within which we put ourselves, and in that scene we become more tranquil, more quiet, more centered. That briefly is imaginative meditation. Reflective meditation is to do, again, as the word immediately indicates, with the intellect, with the capacity to reflect, to think about. We debate within ourselves. A dialogue goes on within the intellect. And this may very often follow imaginative or creative meditation. We begin, for example, with imagining a scene of tranquility. We put ourselves into that scene, and then we go on to another stage where we cease to use our imaginative faculties and begin consciously to reflect. Possibly we reflect for a few moments on the aim and purpose of our meditation. The third kind of meditation is contemplative. Now, in contemplative meditation, we're using not the faculties for imagination, not the capacity to reflect, but we are using a faculty which we relate to the heart, the very center of our being. Not the physical heart, but it helps us when trying to locate this center to think in terms of the physical heart. The very heart of our being, which represents a faculty for awareness of the whole and an awareness of the whole or the essence of things without the use of images. You see, if we use images, then immediately we are back in the category of imaginative meditation. Now, I have said that there are three kinds, three types, three distinct categories, if you like, of meditation. But these three, in common experience, come together. Our particular concern is with contemplative awareness, contemplative meditation. But in order to reach the stage of contemplation, for most of us, it may be necessary or helpful to go through imaginative meditation, a little bit of reflective meditation, and then into the stage of contemplative meditation. And I'm going to ask you now to do this with me. Someone has asked, what exactly is the spiritual journey? The spiritual journey is to begin where you are and to move to what you are. To begin where you are and to move to what you are. You may sometime like to reflect a little on that, but not just now. Forget it, leave it for the moment. But this is precisely what we are going to do. And first of all, we position our body. The body is an outward and visible sign of many inward conditions. In fact, all our inward conditions or dispositions are reflected in the body, reflected in what we do with the body, how we position it, how we move it, and so on. So the first step is to take knowledge of or recognition of the whole of your body. Most of the time, with most of us, most of the body is out of conscious control. And it is important that we begin where we are. So may I ask you now to position your body and to position it comfortably. For most of us, that means sitting in a chair. I have met people who say that they can move stage by stage into deep meditation, best of all by standing. But this isn't true for many of us, I think. So find a position for your body that is relaxed and at the same time alert. Remember what I said, that the body articulates, expresses inner states. And first of all, we want the body to express relaxation, inner relaxation, and also expectancy. And it's possible to sit in an attitude of expectation. Just look at various parts of your body as you sit. First of all, the head. Hold the head erect because you are expectant. You are having a proper regard for yourself. You are a significant person. You are a unique individual. And you can expect from the Source, from God, from the Divine Assistance, all that you need in order to bring you into communion with that Source, that Divinity, with God. This is what meditation is all about. So hold yourself erect, looking straight ahead, but with the eyes closed. Bring your hands together in a relaxed position in your lap. Make sure that your feet are together, the legs not crossed. If you're sitting in a straight back chair, which is one of the best places in which to sit, then you may like to press your back against the chair so that you are supported. Now, be aware of your body. Look at it with your eyes closed. And already you're doing a little bit of creative meditation. You're using your imagination. And we're going to take this a few steps further in a moment or two and create a scene around us that will help us to move further on the path of meditation. Look at your body, reverence it. Now become aware of parts that are not relaxed. Let the shoulders drop. Breathe away the tensions from the waist area, W-A-I-S-T, not W-A-S-T-E. Relax the tummy muscles. Let the tension go from the arms and let the hands be loosely dropped in the lap. Relax the muscles of your legs. And just become conscious now of your breathing. Now you've already observed yourself. Now I'm going to ask you to put yourself into a picture or create a picture around you. If this doesn't come too easily, then don't struggle with it. But for some, imaginative, creative meditation comes very naturally. Don't worry if it doesn't. Be aware, perhaps, around you of those colours and scenes that, for you, indicate relaxation. Maybe you'd like to put yourself in a beautiful sunlit meadow. Or perhaps on the beach. Or maybe just be aware of light or sunshine, beautifully warm and relaxing all around you. Be aware of the tranquility of the scene. And let some of that tranquility soak into your very being. You know what it's like when you have a hot bath, the comfort of the hot water soaking into your bones, as it were. This lovely sunshine, equal all around you. And as you breathe in, you receive the tranquility, and as you breathe out, you return it, because you receive and you give. Now you're able to concentrate your thoughts just a little. You're in this tranquil scene. You are where you are. Yes, a bundle of problems, troubles, reflections, things from the past, things coming at you from all directions. No, just in that place of tranquility. And now reflect just a little why you are doing this. It is because within you is a desire for union with the Source, to be united with your higher self, to touch the greater good, to be in communion with something greater than yourself, to align yourself with God's plan and purpose for you, to experience the truth as it is in Jesus, to know your own essentially divine nature, your essential divinity, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that brings us to our deepest inner selves. So let your consciousness now move away from those thoughts to the reality that those thoughts express. And focus your attention deep within you. And there, hold in your consciousness the word that you like, that you feel happy with, for God. And just repeat that word, whatever it is. Your feelings, your desires, your wishes are focused in that word. You may even feel that that word in your heart has a colour. It certainly has a resonance within you, that's why it's your word. Just keep repeating it within, in the silence for a few moments. And be aware that you are linked to resources and powers and help that all stream towards you from divine sources. So in your place of tranquility, with a clear intention of what you desire to do, repeat your word for God. The attention wanders, just come quietly back. And in a moment, I'm going to sound a note from the heart, and let that note vibrate within your heart, in your deep center. And the note will form the sound of the Amen. To sound it once more, and you may like to join with me this time. Without doubt, you have already encountered that great difficulty that all those who tread the straight path of meditation have to face. And that is the difficulty of concentration. Let me say straight away, don't worry, because if you do worry, you will compound the problem. And the second thing to realize is that this problem is shared by all those who are traveling this path. And now let me add to this what should be a very great comfort and consolation and reassurance, and give you further incentive to keep going forward. All that is necessary is that when we become aware that our thoughts are wandering, that our mind is not concentrating, all that is required of us is that we gently come back to the point of beginning. Now you may think, well, this is only preparation for meditation, and if I get no further than this, then I'm not getting anywhere. This isn't true. The very desire, the very intention to come back to the point of beginning is part of travelling along the meditative path. And each time we consciously come back to the point of concentration, so do we strengthen the will, the desire, and the intention to keep going forward. So now, with that, what I trust is reassurance, let us prepare ourselves for another exercise in meditation, or shall we call it meditative awareness. And let us remind ourselves again of the three basic kinds of meditation the elements of which are contained almost every time we set aside time for meditation. Imaginative, which is creative, reflective meditation, and thirdly, contemplative. And just to be quite sure that we are aware of the difference between each of these kinds of meditation, let us in our exercise this time just consciously practice the three types. We begin by preparing our bodies. The position we take is relaxed, alert, expectant. Let me repeat those three words. Relaxed, alert, expectant. So, you are sitting in your chair or in whatever position you find right for you. Your hands are held loosely in your lap. Your head is erect. Your eyes are closed. Your back is straight. Your shoulders are dropped. Your tummy muscles are relaxed. Your feet are firmly planted on the ground in front of you or tucked under the chair. Your legs are not crossed. Now you're breathing. On the out-breath, so do you breathe away the tensions. Now bring your imagination into play. There's nothing dramatic about this. It should be a very natural exercise of a faculty that you have, and use it in the way that comes easy to you, remembering that each one of us is different. Aware once again, as in the previous exercise, of being in the context of a tranquil scene, don't let your imagination take control. You are always in control of all your faculties. You are in the center of a tranquil scene. And you are stable in that scene. You're not going on a journey. You're not traveling. You are where you are in your sitting room, your bedroom, or your dining room. You are at the center of the picture. And the picture is being built up by you at your will and intention. And let the colours that convey tranquility to you come into the picture. Green, perhaps blue, gold. So So you are in the picture, a tranquil scene. Now breathe in that tranquility. So that it is part of your very being. Now we move to a short period of reflective meditation. Be aware of why you want to do this exercise. What is the aim? Remind yourself that you are part of a vast company of men and women of all ages, from every country, from within many cultures and religions, who are seeking to follow the journey inward. Consciously draw strength from that unity. Now let your attention focus at the center of your being. And once again, take the one word or sound that for you speaks of a point of union with your source. It may be the word God. It may be one of many words. You find your own. Repeat that word and repeat it with as much concentration as you have. And this repeating becomes an invocation. You are calling upon your real source. And help and assistance are being given to you to realize this unity. Let go of the imagination and let go of all thoughts other than the word within the heart. Remember, if and when the thoughts wander and you realize this, come back to repeating the word. if you want to change the word, or if the word changes itself, let this happen. In a moment or two, we shall close this exercise by the sounding three times of the note which forms an Amen from the heart. And I want you to see this as a sending forth to all those with whom you are linked in this meditation of strength and power and love. Amen. Oh.